quite welcome. It's very helpful to be with you all, just to perhaps run over the ground that we've covered in the past few days, and to explain to you the context of some of the working that's been in hand, particularly in the various communication centres, both in Cornwall and indeed Devon and elsewhere, over the past very nearly a week now. The work in those communication centres reflects about 18 months of joint planning between all the agencies you see represented here and indeed a whole range of others elsewhere. And we worked together.
Peter Stetheridge, County Surveyor for Cornwall.
Okay, thank you very much. We've had a very interesting 4 or 5 days, which has culminated in getting something in the order of about 110,000 extra vehicles in the county over that period, over and above the amount we would normally expect in that period. So it was from about last Friday evening up until 11 o'clock yesterday, there was, as I say, about 110,000 extra vehicles. And that has not just happened on its own, it's happened because there's been a lot of planning with ourselves, Devon County Council, Plymouth, the police, and the other blue light agencies and the highways agency, in order to maximise the road network, make sure in particular that the bottlenecks are dealt with, and we put a number of one-way systems in, blocked off a number of roundabouts, made them into through sections. And the result of that is that we've maximised the sort of capacity of the road network that we've got. And certainly there are one or two of the things that we've done we would hope to repeat in future years at the peak of the holiday season to help to deal with some of the traffic jams that do occur. So that's been, I think, to say a good success. We had a very large outflow of vehicles from the county almost immediately the eclipse ended. It was very interesting that within about 40 minutes of the point of the total eclipse, 11 minutes past 11, we had 2,000 vehicles an hour on the A30 heading east. These were clearly people who had delayed their journeys to see the eclipse and were probably moving out of the county anyway, plus some of the people who wanted to get back quickly. So from that until 7 a.m. this morning, we had... It peaked at about 3,000 vehicles an hour, and it averaged for the rest of the time it was busy about 2,000 vehicles an hour, and then dropped right down overnight. The figures are actually in the briefing sheets that you'll get. The net result of all that is that about 15% of the extra visitors have now left the county, which means in round figures we have a total population of Cornwall as of now of about 1 million. You can't be precise about this, but about 1 million. And that's about 500,000 population, about 500,000 visitors. So it's important to stress that we still have in the county about twice the normal number of visitors, about 500,000, that we would expect on a typical Thursday, second week in August. And the traffic is flowing okay at the moment in the county. People are going about their business, they're enjoying their stay in Cornwall. The traffic is busy, I would stress the traffic is busy, and obviously in the towns there are some queues, and if you drive into Helston you'll see that, but nothing that in fact ourselves and the police can't handle. So our message is enjoy your holiday, allow enough time to travel within the county where you want to go. On your journey back, allow enough time. Try not to use the peak hours. Saturday morning, obviously, will be and Saturday afternoon will be really busy anyway. But you know, just allow enough time, and if you can travel overnight, then that's a bonus, probably for yourself and certainly for us. In that, one of the real things that we've noticed, and the reason we've been able to get all these extra people into the county, is that a significant proportion of our visitors have heeded the warning to come between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. and certainly over those 4 nights.
Bob Stoland.
Good afternoon. I won't repeat too much about the traffic situation because Peter Stetheridge has just covered all that, other than the fact that we would like to re-emphasise this message about people leaving the county now and making full use of the quieter hours between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. for their journeys home. A reminder, if you're doing that, of course, to make sure that you're not going after a very hectic day so that you're tired, and if you have to, just stop and rest on many occasions on the way back. As far as the police operations goes, again, we've been very pleased with the way that all the agencies have worked together with us on all the various issues over the eclipse. As you would imagine, all our resources have been exceptionally busy over the last few days, and clearly those resources are going to be busy for the next few days as well, dealing with the many extra people. You obviously wouldn't expect to have over 300,000 extra visitors in the county without having some sort of effect on the amount of calls that we're asked to deal with. Just as an example, for yesterday, within Devon and Cornwall, in the previous year, on the same day, we would have dealt with about 1,800 incidents. Yesterday, we dealt with something in excess of 2,200 incidents. So that's quite a strain on our resources. But you will also be aware that most police leave was cancelled over the eclipse period. We had significant support from some of them legal, some of them, as you're aware, illegal sites. Now, our strategy is there is to continue to manage those with the district councils in particular. We expect organisers of these sites to fulfil their obligations. They have set up the sites. They are required to make sure all the services are provided for the people who are on the sites. But clearly, we have contingencies to deal with any breakdown in those services. You will be aware that this morning there has been a difficulty down at a campsite at Weir Prosper. There was a technical difficulty with the water system there on the drainage side. That was dealt with as a contingency by the local district council, ourselves, Southwest Water and other agencies. So I think our message is to organisers, you know, remember your responsibilities, but our prime concern will be the safety of all the people in Devon and Cornwall, making sure that if there is a problem, that we have the contingency to deal with that problem. Finally, the only other thing I would like to say is you'll be interested here that the Chief Constable this morning has received a personal letter from the Deputy Prime Minister, John Prescott, congratulating him on how well the operation has gone, but making particular reference to the fact that it is very much a team effort. It's not just congratulating the police service, it's congratulating how well the whole interagency system has worked. Clearly, the Deputy Prime Minister is aware that the operation is not over yet. We've still got a few days to go to make sure there are no further problems. Thank you.
Gage Williams, I'm the Cornwall County Eclipse Planning Coordinator. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In very brief terms, just over a year ago, we agreed that the likely upper level of numbers to arrive in the county would be about 1 million visitors. So our planning from then on went for 1.5 million people in Cornwall. We believe we have achieved a total figure at its peak of about 1.1, 1.2 million people. The figure you heard just now of three visitors per vehicle, I just got the survey we've done over the last 10 days, really checking that figure out. It's been a highways agency view that the average occupancy is about three people. The survey, which was done at the service station at Exeter, found that it was actually 3.1 people per vehicle. So if you want to split hairs, you can add about 3% to the figures you've had so far for people who have been down here. I believe that had we had better weather, the sort of weather that we had in July, for a period of 5 weeks, July was actually the driest July we've had for 40 years in this county, I believe that we might well have moved quite close to that upper level figure of a total population of Cornwall of 1.5 million rather than the 1.2 million that we actually reached. So like all great big, and this really was an enormous outdoor event, the eclipse, we were very much hostage to the vagaries of the summer weather. We were always we always held the view way back over a year ago that the two things which would be the final determinants of the total number of visitors that we would have here would be the weather and also, dare I say it, the media as well. Now, we've had a number of stories run over the year, most of which we were successfully counted. The one that we could do least of all about was probably turn left at Tor Bay, which happened in the closing 24 hours. And indeed, I think quite a lot of the traffic queuing that built up yesterday after the event was caused by an unprecedented number of day trippers returning from the Devon South Coast and joining in on the A30 M5. I believe that one of the great successes has been on the highways front, whereby we have managed to move bigger numbers down here at a very steady, staggered rate, thanks to the public taking heed to the advice given, than ever before. I would very much hope that we have dispelled the mindset view that many people in the UK have held, that it is always difficult to get to Cornwall. Cornwall is far more accessible, we have discovered, over this event than most of the British public realised. And I think that that will be a great boost. I see David Smith has just arrived from tourism, for what has been for some time now the fastest growing area of Cornish tourism, which is the short break. And I would very much hope that that'll benefit us in the years to come. The other factor which I think is very interesting about this event is that we were very much showing Cornwall to quite a new audience. A far higher proportion of people down for this event were first-timers. A lot of them were international visitors. In my hotel in Falmouth, sat beside us this morning at breakfast, you may have seen them on West Country TV yesterday, was a father and daughter from Las Vegas. They had come for the eclipse and were absolutely stunned by the amount of things to do and see and the beauty of this county. Now they, I believe, are typical of a large number of new international visitors who came here for one thing and will almost certainly come back again to share with us the beauty and splendour of this county. I think at one stage over the last week there was a sort of misunderstanding by a lot of the media that everyone was going to arrive on Saturday and stay for a week. We have known for some time from the surveys we've done that we would have a steady build-up from 10 days before of the two-weekers right the way through to people coming for a week, people coming for 4 or 5 days, 2 or 3 days, and of course day trippers. And we've got actually figures, and that was very similar to a chart, but that chart was done about 6 months ago, showing that build-up, let's get the right way around, of traffic at a steady rate.
Steve Winston, County Emergency Planning Manager for Cornwall. We have a very tired but quite confident team still working at the emergency centre in Cornwall, actually running the Cornwall Eclipse Coordination Cell, which some of you have seen. We've, I think, achieved an outward appearance in Cornwall of a well-managed and calm county, and that's no small tribute to the team that are working in the basement, not in the dark, I hasten to add, but working in the basement at County Hall. We have activated a number of contingency plans during the period of the eclipse, and I think again it's a tribute to that team. Some of the representatives are here today, but it's a tribute to that team that in fact none of those contingency plans or the events that necessitated it have actually made the headlines. We successfully moved a trainload of passengers when one of our rail operators had a little trouble with their train. We moved them on to their destination at Penzance well in time for the eclipse. 500 satisfied people. The plan was there, it worked, and therefore, I'm afraid, no particular disastrous headline. We also have contingency plans, a word you must be terribly sick of by now, but we have a number of contingency plans that are actually operating at the moment. You've heard Inspector Stirling talk about a problem that we've looked at with some of the campsites. We are actually checking all the campsites regularly still to make sure that they're safe and that the public are well looked after, healthy and safe. And really, the bottom line is that we have had no deaths in this county with over 1 million people, more people than have ever been in this county before, but we have had no deaths attributable to the eclipse. We have had no particularly serious injuries attributable to the eclipse. We had one incident during totality when a young man in the west of Cornwall was so overcome that he actually forgot to turn left and bumped into a wall. Thankfully, he was unhurt. But that was the only incident during the actual eclipse itself or surrounding it that was of any particular note, other than some of the unfortunate incidents which Chief Superintendent Stirling has referred to. So my thanks to a very successful team.
Who's marketing manager of Paul Enterprise.
Thank you very much. I obviously haven't had the benefit of listening to what everybody else has said this morning, and I don't want to go over any points that they may have. Some of the issues may be better dealt with through questions afterwards. But I would like to say that for Cornwall's tourism industry, this has been something of a challenge. We were dealing with a market that we were not used to dealing with. Our traditional summer market would have preferred to stay in self-catering and in campsites. That's where the majority of our business is at this time of year. We know that our visitors would normally come for a fairly quiet, relaxing time, enjoying the unspoiled countryside of Cornwall. Our visitors attracted down for this particular event came with a completely different objective in mind. They were looking for something different. Most of the inquiries we had at Cornwall Tourist Board were for visitors looking for accommodation in the service sectors, that's bed and breakfast and hotels. And of course there was only ever going to be a limited supply of that. But I think in all the circumstances we coped very well. We filled up the service sector pretty well in the last few hours the day before the eclipse. So we're on.